Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final round recording of the Winter Workshop Contest. You know, I'll be very honest with everyone. This contest just didn't go as well as I thought it would. I thought that by giving people the opportunity to revise their work that they would, you know, take that offer seriously, and many people didn't. In fact, some people just decided to keep a score that lost, despite the fact that, you know, hey, a few simple modifications probably would have made it a great deal better. Some people, I feel, really didn't follow the comments at all. And the final problem is that Ash has too many things on her plate. She has personal issues that she needs to straighten out, like real life. And real life comes before this contest, so the only scores that matter are mine. Unfortunately for some people, they really didn't listen to me, which is generally not a good idea. A few of those people are ones, like I said, that didn't decide to resubmit a piece, and why they decided not to edit their work is beyond me, because some of them were decent and just needed a little bit of a tweak. However, for the few of you that did enter final round pieces, you know, this leaves a problem with Ash not here. So in order to normalize the scores to something reasonable, I am going to multiply all my scores by 2, because there was a 15 point per judge requirement. You know, I know this might not be as open as things would have been if Ash was here. She definitely brings a perspective to the plate that is different from my own. Unfortunately, she just can't do it. So, you fucking deal with it. I will now start. Some of these, I didn't even bother really commenting beyond just giving points for the things that I saw fixed. Others have a little bit more attached. So first off, I will start with Aphrodite. You rewrote your piece, but it just doesn't work for me still. Lines 6 and 7 still just don't have it. You know, it needs more. It was an improvement from your first round. You definitely improved the impact of your first stanza, but it's not there. You know, Ash called this, I don't know what her exact words were, but I think she was delighted by this piece. I think she enjoyed it. But for me, it's just not enough. It doesn't deserve the win. It needs more. It leaves me kind of sitting here going, okay, it's a nice little poem, but I wouldn't, you know, broadcast it to the world. I wouldn't send it out all over the place. You know, you need to put something more into this to give it a lasting image. And right now, it doesn't have a lasting image for me. Ashuri. Ashley. I could just call you Ashley because you said that was okay. This was one of those ones where I really didn't give a full critique rewrite. I think what you did is you went back and you actually listened to the comment about reworking your last two stanzas, and you did. They definitely contained, you know, a lot more influencing language that made me go, ha! This ups the intensity as we go along. I still think there is a little bit of work to be done, though. For example, stringy indigo stems. The stringy line, you know, you might want to tweak that word choice a little bit. I'm not sure if stringy is the right word. But the way you wove the tapestry of language or whatever in your second attempt made it a much better read for me, and that definitely led to a bump up in the score. Converse controversy. You bumped up the style, but you still had a few places with commas that, you know, didn't really need them. You didn't need them there. But the big issue for me here is that you didn't really listen to what I said. I flat out stated I wanted more of the nightmare. I wanted it to go over the edge. You left me at the very edge of the cliff and stopped. And that was my comment in the first round. That was exactly what I said I wanted to have happen. That was exactly what I put. And you didn't do it at all. So, in the end, you didn't take it anywhere for me. You need to go farther. You know, you need to take it to the next level. And it almost makes me want to say that you're afraid to do it. You know, I understand that there's some sort of like, what's the expression I want to use? Like, you write a piece and it's yours and you don't want to tweak it into something that's not your own. And that I understand. But I would have really enjoyed, and it definitely would have boosted the entertainment value of this piece, if you didn't just set up the darkness, but you experienced the darkness. And without it, it just falls flat. Red. This just burned. First off, don't write in all capital letters. Ever. Ever. It's a grammatical no-no, and it makes you look like a noob. Second, you need a better opener for your piece, because the one you provided didn't capture me. I had to force myself to read it. And when you don't have that capturing opening, all the grammatical issues that I find as I read just pushes me out of the story altogether. So what I would suggest for you is pretty much what I suggest to anyone I see with similar problems. Pick up Writer's Ink, pick up Writer's 2000, pick up the Little Brown Book of Grammar, whatever. Pick up something, hell, even use an online tutorial that sets you up to know the rules of the language. Third, this was a story that I have seen time and time again. It's nothing new. I don't know if I explicitly stated it when I did my contest funk, but I am always looking for edgy pieces, and if you don't provide me the edge, you're probably not going to do all that well. You have to up the ante, dude. That's all there is to it. Zero. You know, I'll be honest with you, bro. This was, well, really, it just wasn't a very good piece, in my opinion. And also, for once, I'm not joking. You know, at first I was shocked, and I was like, wow, what's going on? And maybe I'm being too strong on this one. Maybe my expectations are too high now or something. I don't know. But this piece, to me, was not a demonstration of your full writing ability. Your rhyme scheme just came off as corny as balls. You know, you've done so much better. I mean, don't get me wrong. This poem is better than a hell of a lot of other shit that comes my way. I mean, definitely. I mean, at least you know how to write. And I know you know how to write. But to me, this was the classic writer's moment where you get really pumped up, you get in the mood, and you spend all of the energy on yourself and your mood, and practically none of it on what you put on the page. And I've had that feeling before, and it definitely seems like this is what happens here. I had a hard time finishing this one off, which is atypical for you. And hell, you even had spelling errors in there, which for you, I mean, come on, dude. You know how to hit F7. I know you do. So this one, not your best work. I know you're not going to do anything with it, because that's just the way you fucking are. But I know you can do better than this, dude. It didn't do it for me at all. Sweet Vanessa. All I have to say is this is garbage. For one, this is a writing contest, not a write crap lyrics contest. You know, I need a sentence from you, and that seems to not be here. You need to grammatically refine a piece that you're getting and airing here. You know, I'm not gonna tolerate that crap. You know, this is a writing contest. It pretty much says it straight up, the criteria of judging, and you just sent this. Second, I actually read it, and it's fucking bubblegum pop. shit crap straight out of the unicorn's ass. I mean, if you're gonna write the music, if you're really gonna write the music and you want to make it, at least please try to be different. You know, try to give me something with a little bit of edge, something that doesn't sound like it belongs on fucking Disney Radio. Please. Please. I've been waiting for someone to submit me a song in some form, but this was epic fail. That was harsh, but pretty much deserved. Unforgiven Temptations. Your piece was cliche. Absolutely cliche. No one cares anymore about a sappy ass love poem. No one. No one. And I have a hard time believing that you went through exactly what I'm looking for. You had this one big issue. And, you know, I'll try to be constructive, but holy shit. You had a forced rhyme scheme. And whenever you force a rhyme scheme into your piece, you take away the creative edge that you could possibly have. You just suck it away because you're thinking about, ooh, what fucking word can I put in here that will fucking rhyme with this shit? And the result is that you mold your piece to a word instead of molding the words to what you really want to say. Don't force a rhyme scheme. Let it free flow. You know, you got a brain. It works. Then you have simple grammatical errors that could have been solved with a simple read-through. Read your work. Read it aloud. Go to your friend. Go to your parents. Go to your dog, your cat, what the fuck ever, and just read it out loud. That will save you a great deal of trouble, and it will save me the time of having to sit here and make this recording. Finally, you have no impact. There's no impact. It is, like I said, a sappy-ass love poem. There's nothing there. There's no hardcore emotion. Poetry is about images. If you can't give your reader the tools to create the image, then you have failed as a writer. And I have had this debate with people that have come in here time and time again, and they have said, you know, it's not about who the writer is writing to, it's about what the writer feels. And yeah, that's true. But if you're going to submit it to a contest, if you're going to submit it to a publisher, if you're going to send it out into the world, then you have to think about who the fuck your audience is. And in this case, I was your audience. And when I'm your audience, I want deep, deep colors that represent hardcore emotions and that make me feel things at a level that I don't normally feel them. So take that into mind the next time you write a piece. And thank you for listening, and with that said, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!